Hello.
Hello. Man, you're a busy woman today.
Oh,
I like
God,
it.
No, well, it's not a good kind of busy.
Oh, okay. Did you get my message,
Marquise? Yes, she's wrapping it up right now.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything you need from me? Anything else going on?
No, there's a lot of things going on, but nothing diamond-wise so
okay.
far. I've got to, I have to readdress the other situation, but it's not a today situation.
Which
you know,
one? The Radiant?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the Marquee guy? Did he give you the go-ahead?
I'm feeling that it's going to be a yes, but I have, you know, I got a middle person. The mom's in the middle of this, okay?
Right, okay.
So I'm pretty certain.
Okay.
But I can confirm that probably Monday.
All right. Tuesday I'll be here. Okay.
Or Tuesday. Sorry, yes.
No problem. No problem.
Yes,
what else?
I feel that's it. And I don't know if I'm the, yeah.
Okay.
So I think Monday I can get together or have her get together. I know there was an oval. I just didn't feel like dealing with it right now.
That's fine.
And then
no problem.
If we don't get back with the round lady, then I'm just going to send those back.
All righty.
Or I'll hang on to them until you tell me to send them back.
Yeah, you're fine. I mean, she should be coming in, no?
Well, she lives out of town. That's the
right.
problem.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
We have to wait for her to come back. She lives in Georgia or something.
All right. Did Vance call her? Or?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did. Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk Tuesday.
Okay.
What else? Nothing else?
Oh, I'm supposed to ask you about a baguette. Do you carry any baguette, Melly?
Like, what are you after?
I don't know. I have to
find
out. Rudy asked me about a baguette today.
Like a single baguette, or?
Maybe. I would say so.
I mean, I can see. I'd have to know what measurements you need.
I know.
So.
You don't know what I want?
You didn't put the Melly order together.
I know.
Not
that
you.
Wasn't
What's
on
his
me.
Name? Jesse.
Yeah. They're supposed to.
Yeah. Okay. Is he there? Did you ask? Is he there or no?
Yeah, he's here, but not today.
Not today.
I know he hasn't done it. It ain't going to happen. Today's been a Friday.
Okay. That bad?
I've been up since. I didn't go to bed till 12, and I have been up since 4.
Okay? Why?
I just couldn't. I woke up and could not go back to sleep.
Oh, dear the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm probably going to have to work. I don't know. I'm going to have to see.
Really? Your husband is going to want to kill you.
I want to kill myself, too, to be honest with you.
Well, why do you got to work?
Well, I'm still finishing up this effing appraisal.
Oh, gosh.
I hate it. I just can't wait to be done.
Yeah.
I've
mm-hmm.
got two pieces that I'm struggling with right now.
Why? What are they?
Well, one's a ruby, and I really feel like it's a glass-filled ruby.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, you know... I just feel like it is, but I'm not 100% sure, and I kind of feel like I need to be 100% sure if I'm doing this appraisal because there's a huge difference between a natural ruby this size and a filled one.
What do you mean? Don't you have your refractive index?
Well, it's really the same.
Between glass and a natural ruby? No, it isn't.
No, composite filled ruby. You probably haven't been familiar with that, but they're around there. They're treated rubies.
So they show as natural?
Yes. And there's a big difference in price, let me just tell you.
Well, then how are you supposed to determine the difference? The inclusions?
Yeah.
Okay. So where are the inclusions?
Huh?
Get your little manual out.
There's not enough pictures in the manual. I need one of those photo. I need a photo atlas is what I need.
Yeah, but are the inclusions going to be the same as if it was natural?
There are natural inclusions in there.
Yeah.
That's the problem. But there are some, you know, there's some inclusions that I'm looking at. I'm like, when you're looking at the composite ones, there's some, you know, there's some.
So let me ask you this. Is this an appraisal for, like, an estate or just
yeah.
for them to get it insured?
No, this is for an estate. And I need it has to be done because I've had it. I've promised it every week. For the last, I don't know how long, and it has to be done. I'm finishing it whether it's correct or not today.
Yeah.
It's going to be done. There's a couple of things that I'm just struggling, you know, I'm struggling with them because I need more equipment.
Well, you know what? On that one, you can be honest and say, I honestly don't have the equipment to know if this is, just be honest.
Yeah.
That's all.
But it's going to make a big difference in the price.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But if you can't do that one,
yeah,
then you don't do that one.
Right.
Don't go crazy over it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to take it, you know, just it's what it is.
Right.
Right? So my guess is this, but I can't be 100% sure.
Right.
That's all. You've done everything else, so, I mean, can't kill yourself over that one. Okay? I understand, but don't spend hours now trying to figure out if it's a reel or if it's a glass.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or whatever, a composite, whatever the fuck a composite is.
You know how they like to do heat treatments with
glass? Yes.
Well, this one is the same, but it's kind of got glass. It's got natural inclusions in there, but they kind of, it's got like a glass internal.
You can't tell by the girdle?
No, it's not a doublet. It's not a doublet or triple.
I know, but like if there's a chip or something, remember it's going to be conchoidal?
Well, but that would be natural. And I mean, honestly, that would be the same because with natural versus, that would be the same with the natural versus synthetic. I mean, those both would have conchoidal. There's the only difference between these is the only difference between most of these things is going to be inclusion. You know what I'm saying? And when we did our GIA stuff, we didn't deal with glass. And
oh, you did that?
I mean, we knew that they were there, but guess what?
Oh.
We didn't, that was not on the test, because they always said there's more, there's more treatment. I mean, there's more, you have to do more, testing for that, and that's something that would have to go to GIA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll be honest, we had an appraiser that worked for us, and he was a GIA graduate.
Mm-hmm.
He bought so many of those glass-filled rubies, you wouldn't believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's because it's really, it's kind of hard to tell. So those are things that would have to go to GIA for.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I'm almost done with crap.
Oh, good.
Once I'm done, I'll start on to my life of non-estate appraisal, 54 pieces. 54 pieces, I think it was.
You're spinning. All right.
I'm spinning from 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
I am, actually. I'm over it. I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just want to, like, stay in bed.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow I hope you can.
I can't. I'm going to have to. I really probably.
Why would you got to go in? I don't get it.
Because there's a lot of work because I've spent so much time on this stupid thing that I need to do. I've got, you know what I have? Big trays that I have to engrave.
I thought your son and husband do that.
Yes, but they don't do these. These are old school, and I have to do. I hate my life, Sarah. I'm going to retire.
That's the only option you have.
That is.
To escape.
A psych ward is what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only option you have, friend.
I
don't know what else you could do.
Definitely going to commit myself here soon.
Mm-hmm.
At least I'll get 3 days. Isn't that what you get?
3 days of what?
In a psych ward.
Oh, I don't know. Is that a thing?
Well, if you commit yourself, I think they'll keep you for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Not that I've ever been committed, but it sounds like a lot of rest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Anyway,
all right.
Do anything special for the weekend?
We're going to go to the lake. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
The weather is terrible. We're going to have bad weather all weekend.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What, do you have any storms?
Well, oh, God, all day. And, you know, and the thing is Doug finally got his car back from the mechanics. His he's got an old Z28 Camaro, mm-hmm. 72, and I keep saying we need to go. We're going to take the car out cruising.
We can't.
Not when it's raining. So it's all, what do you think it's done since he got it back from the mechanics?
It's raining.
It's rained.
Terrible.
I know.
That's too bad.
I guess we'll have to wait till the fall.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It has rained every single weekend.
Mm.
Are you guys going to Atlanta? You don't do that.
No.
Anymore, do you?
It's no.
Not worth it.
No.
Okay.
No. All right.
Well,
I'm here. You do the same.
Out.
Thank you. All right.
Later.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.